That's our editor, David Gordon, with exclusive access to that document. The Education Minister, Sinn Féin's John O'Dowd, listening to that. I know, John, that you're on to talk to us about the budget today, which is what we will do, but have you got any reaction to what you've just heard?
Stephen, down through the years, negotiations have been successful when they take place off the airwaves, and that's not to diminish in any way the role of the media in scrutinising politics or indeed the right of the public to know, but there's also a mandate given to political parties to go away and sort problems out. And I think it's best if we leave the negotiations at this stage behind closed doors.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what strikes me about what David has revealed this morning. The DUP strategy is to put the British government centre stage, which is actually concurs with what Sinn Féin have been saying. You've been arguing for many months, John, that this is an issue between the British government and Northern Ireland and that the parties collectively should be saying that. So here you have the DUP essentially saying, it's up to you, Secretary of State, it's up to you, Theresa Villiers. That's not too far away from what Sinn Féin have been saying.
Well, as I say, there's political parties during talks of rights to produce documents and share them with other political parties. I don't know how your show's got hold of internal party documents or internal negotiation documents. I think they're best left in the internal negotiations. But I will say this. This isn't a case of bringing Theresa Villiers into the problem. Theresa Villiers' party, the Conservative Party, is the problem. And they need to live up to their responsibilities. They need to live up to their responsibilities in terms of co-signatories of the peace process. They need to live up to their responsibilities ensuring that we have a stable political environment here in which to build political and economic progress for our citizens.
Well, let's talk to you, because David's told us, but let's talk to you about what you're on to talk about, which is the budget. Can you confirm then that none of the IT costs that would be need to be in a budget if we were building a new IT system, or indeed any of the fines if we don't accept welfare reform, none of that is in the budget for next year, right?
Well, I am constrained as well. I can go into detail in terms of the budget. I know I'm not much help you this morning, Stephen, but I have to live up to Assembly protocols and indeed my ministerial responsibilities under the Code of Conduct. The Assembly is the first place where the budget will be published. The Finance Minister will make a statement to the Assembly on Monday and he will outline all measures which are proposed under a draft budget. That draft budget will then go out to public consultation for 8 weeks.
But you've agreed to austerity, haven't you, in the budget for next year? I thought Sinn Féin were the anti-austerity party.
We haven't agreed to austerity. And there's a succinct difference in terms of how we approach and how we can approach budgets across the island of Ireland. We're not a sovereign government here. In the south, it is a sovereign government and have a lot more responsibilities. On access in relation to financial matters.
But your party's agreed to cutbacks, John. Your party has agreed to pay restraint for public sector workers, right? That's austerity.
But as I say, the document will be published on Monday. We're talking about the redistribution of around £700 million of public funds, which will be published on Monday. The vast majority of those will go to direct-line public services. I think people will be pleased that there is a significant uplift for health and there is forward planning in terms of the health budget for next year. My own budget has been significantly protected, though I accepted that I couldn't hold on to the protection which was afforded me for this year. Part of that reason being that the significant pressures that are bearing down on our health service and other services, and I accepted that as an executive minister I also have a collective responsibility to the rest of the departments and to society. So, it is a difficult budget. It's a difficult draft budget.
Yeah, but John, on pay cuts and pay restraint, we're already hearing from the unions over the last 24 hours. We heard from them first on Nolan yesterday, didn't we, that they are threatening strike action already. They're going to consult on it. Can you offer them any crumbs of comfort this morning that Sinn Féin will not sign up to pay restraint for their workers?
Well, unions are perfectly entitled to bother their workers and workers are perfectly entitled to vote for strike action. What I would suggest is that we have an 8-week period here for a meaningful public consultation in relation to the draft budget, and I would encourage trade unions and others to respond to that draft budget, to bring forward proposals and counter-proposals in relation to the draft budget, and I can assure them that Sinn Féin will listen to intently to their proposals and where they are feasible, financially plausible, and will ensure that we have a stable financial platform moving forward. We will work with them on that basis.
But without pay restraint and without voluntary redundancies, you're not going to make the savings, John, that are needed. So, you know, you need to call this. That's the reality, isn't it? I mean, look, it's a political decision that might need to be made, but the unions aren't up for it.
Well, as I say, decisions might need to be made in the future. Final decisions have not been made. The draft budget will be published, and I think the unions have a significant role to play in terms of public consultation and response to the budget. And I assure them that my party will listen intently and work with them in terms of any proposals they come forward with and any concerns they have coming forward in relation to the draft budget. We're also involved, and you started the show off with this, with an intense negotiations with the British government in relation to the overall budget, which is given to the executive from Westminster. Those are front and centre in the political negotiations. We wish to see an increase in the executive budget moving forward so we can protect and invest in public services. So there's a number of elements at play here currently. There's no final decisions made around any of these matters. And we are at crucial stages and different elements around negotiations. And I think certainly the unions, civic society, church leaders and individual citizens should be making their voices heard on all of them.
You must be worried that what you're about to sign up to here will damage your anti-austerity message, particularly in the South, John. That's the worry for Sinn Féin.
Well, it's not a case of damaged anti-austerity message. Anti-austerity is not a message. It's a policy, and it's a counter-policy to anti-austerity. We believe that the way forward is to invest in public services, to help grow the economy, and to invest in the economy. It has been shown, and particularly in the South, when you look at the measures that have been taken by the government there, that they've had a significantly detrimental impact on people's lives, on the economy, on public services, and we believe that is the wrong way forward. In terms of the current budget, where people are referring to £700, £700 million cuts, we are redistributing £700 million of public funds to priority areas and pressures that have come about in terms of public expectations and demands and the realistic and the reality that our health service continues to face significant pressures. We're also having to deal with policies which are imposed on us from the British government, and we look at public sector pensions reform. We have to make significant investments in public sector pensions, and that's public sector workers' pensions that we have to invest in going into the future. So there's pressures bearing down on us from outside the executive, and clearly, and quite rightly, there are pressures within the executive where executive ministers have made decisions that there are priority areas which they want to see investment in.
Okay, John, thank you. The SDLP's Alex Atwood, MLA Alex Atwood, voted against the draft. Your party voted against the draft, Alex. Does that mean your party's going to walk away from the executive?
Could I just go back to the first issue you raised? This latest DUP strategy, in their words, to bring the welfare issue to a head. It's my understanding that part of the strategy is what I hear has been referred to as an up and down vote in the Assembly before Christmas. In other words, before Christmas, the DUP want to have a vote in the Assembly about whether we do welfare on London terms or we don't do it at all. So they are escalating this issue. And for this reason, yesterday they saw Sinn Féin then wobble and then capitulate in the face of a Treasury threat and Treasury cuts, and they think that the Sinn Féin will wobble and capitulate again when it comes to welfare. That's their strategy. And what we have to do is be very clear-headed now, be very firm now, and continue negotiation with London now so that we don't have a replay of what happened yesterday,
well,
a capitulation rather than trying to make the best budget possible in the interest of all the people in the North.
And there you have it, John. I told you this would happen. So your political opponents are accusing you of capitulation. That's going to be the headline, certainly from the from the SDLP, isn't it?
It appears it is going to be, but I think Alex is going to have to go into more detail than he currently has went into. Fine words, little substance behind them. And if Alex has specific areas where he believes we have capitulated on, then I'm more than happy to debate them with him.
So here's the questions, John, and I hope you answer them all now because people are listening. You've been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, not just fight the Tory cuts, you've been saying stop the Tory cuts. And yesterday, under pain of Treasury intervention, because you and the DUP signed up to that Treasury letter 2 weeks ago, you were forced to eat your words. And the consequence of that is that whatever you say about moving money around in priority areas, you've agreed that there's much, much less money to move around. That's Tory cuts, and that's what you said you're going to stop. Secondly, this budget...
Let him respond to that, and then you go into your secondly.
Thank you.
Well, that campaign is a direct challenge to the Tory government. It's a direct call to others in society who are opposed to Tory economic policy to work together to change Tory economic policy towards the North. We are involved now in the discussions and negotiations with the British government about their economic policy towards this part of Ireland and about how they facilitate the budget in this part of Ireland. So that's an ongoing campaign. But in terms of what happened yesterday, we agreed to a draft budget. The cut to the draft budget is around £160 million, which is a direct result of a cut to the Black Grant. Now, is Alex suggesting that we bring down the executive, the power-sharing institutions, and all that goes with it on the basis of a cut of £160 million by the British government to the Black Grant, while we're in negotiations with the British and Irish government and other political parties about the future of our society? Because that appears to me what he was suggesting.
So you've done this deal to save the executive?
That was one of the reasons, and Martin McGuinness made that quite clear, that we agreed yesterday to a draft public budget going out to consultation for the public to have their say, but also on the knowledge that if there wasn't a draft budget agreed yesterday, that in all likelihood, the political pressures that were building up around the executive would have brought the executive down. Now, is that Alex's suggestion? Because if we had followed his minister's lead yesterday, and his minister didn't put up a very good fight at the executive table, and he didn't make a very persuasive argument for us to follow him out the door, is that what Alex suggested we should have done yesterday? Voted down the draft budget and left the executive?
So this is what Sinn Féin are now doing, Stephen.
Well, I'm keen for you to talk to each other. You don't need me here. Speak to him.
Well, this is what John is now doing, Stephen. Because they have been caught out in their campaign to stop the Tory cuts, because they capitulated, because they made the grievous error 2 weeks ago of accepting a Chancellor's letter that required them yesterday to capitulate to Treasury requirements, they're now trying to change the story. And the story is now, would government have survived? And what that tells me is how bad the judgment is of Sinn Féin leadership, that they led the people up the hill about fighting Treasury cuts without recognising that the consequence of that campaign, which they have now abandoned, would have been the collapse of the executive. And when that moment arose, they had to sign up to what the DUP and the Chancellor of the Exchequer demanded of them yesterday.
Yeah, but look at your party. So you haven't signed up to it, but you're also not walking away from the executive.
So
what have you done?
This is where we're different.
Beyond diddly squat.
Martin McGuinness said yesterday, these are his words, this is the best deal possible. It is like the next 8 weeks of consultation don't add up to anything. If this is the best deal possible, then they're telling people in Northern Ireland that over the next weeks, for all that you might say about the best deal possible, there's nothing that you're going to be really able to do in terms of what this budget means. And this is the second question to John. It is substantial cuts to many, many departments. It will result in significant redundancies. And in my view, on the far side of this budget consultation, the DUP will deploy their next strategy, which is a wage freeze. And all of that, John...
Which is a what?
All of that is in the context of... This is year one of a series of more of the same.
Yeah. Alex, you have spoken now on and off for 10 minutes. And in your words, outlined what you believe Sinn Féin are doing, is there any chance you're telling the listening public what the SDLP would do?
Well, let me answer that question, because clearly you don't want to answer the question.
Please do.
But to you. So here is what we would do. In 2009, John, in 2011, we were the only party that put on the public record an alternative budget which outlined how to find more money. And many of those proposals have still not been taken up, or maybe they are about to be. In 2009 and 11, we proposed peace bonds, a way of raising money in Northern Ireland to deepen the peace and strength.
Have you told us yet what your party would do?
From yesterday, Alec, when the proposal was put on the table to publish a draft budget, your party voted against it. There was no alternative put on the table.
We have put
your proposal yesterday from your minister was for all the parties around the executive to vote down the draft budget, but the economic and political consequences that would have. You're telling me from 2009 you have had an alternative. Why was it not on the executive table yesterday?
A number of things. I bring to your attention again, John, that you're avoiding the question about scalable.
Well,
happy to return. I stay on the radio all day.
Yeah, but I haven't heard what your party would do, Alex. Yeah.